Move 9, 26 Years in Hell. Move founder John Africa once wrote, "What a family we are when we're one force, one unit, a powerful force that no system can equal. For we have the power of life as our ally. My mama, our mama, the life force of Move. No divisional thing can ever defeat us as long as we honor the grip of the family." For 26 years now, a group of revolutionaries known as the Move 9 have been in cage within prisons all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, all of whom face continuing sentences of 100 years despite evidence of their innocence. These men and women are all members of the Move organization, who were captured, dragged through a show trial in Philadelphia courts, and sentenced to a century in cages by the notorious Judge Edwin Malmed, who, when asked in a talk show radio interview to name those who were guilty of the crime of murder, of which all 9 were convicted, replied, "I haven't the faintest idea." This commentator knows this because it was I who asked him that question, and I who received the astonishing answer on the air. He would tell other reporters, "They were tried as a family, and I sentenced them as a family." It would seem that a more accurate response would be, "I sentenced them because they are a family." They were convicted of being united, not in crime, but in rebellion against the system and in resistance to the armed assaults of the state. They were convicted of being Move members. Here's why I say that. On August 8, 1978, when the police unleashed an armed assault on Move's home and headquarters in West Philadelphia, it ended the assault with the arrest of not 9 young men and women, but 12. Several of the women, young mothers, were quite understandably terrorized by the kind of violence they saw by the police and quietly left the Move organization. As soon as they renounced their memberships in Move, charges against them were dropped. Why? Unless their very crimes were nothing more than membership. Understand that none of the Move women were charged with weapons offenses. Yet all of them were sentenced identically to the men who were given weapons charges. For 26 years, both Move men and women of the Move 9 have continued their work by living according to the teachings of John Africa, despite their cruel incarcerations. Many are indeed ministers of that teaching and work to counsel people in the prisons who are trying to withstand the onslaught of repression. On March 13, 1998, the brave and brilliant Merle Africa had her life stolen by over 20 years in state dungeons. To many, many women in the prison system, she's remembered for her warmth and caring, but also for her spirit of resistance to prison injustices. Her death did not stop her spirit, which radiated through all who knew her, whether in or out of prison. On August 8, 1978, Move folks were protecting themselves from a vicious, premeditated police and paramilitary act of urban war upon their home and offices. Under what America claims is its law, one has an alleged right to self-defense. But when people actually do so, they're given all kinds of nasty names by the corporate media. Not surprisingly, when the state hurts people, when they shoot people, when they bomb people, as they did to Move on May 13, 1985, they're never called nasty names. They're simply doing their jobs. Move members from the August 8th attack are still fighting for their freedom 26 years later. They are Janine Africa, Phil Africa, Janet Africa, Delbert Africa, Debbie Africa, Mike Africa, Chuck Africa, and Eddie Africa. Surely, 26 years is long enough. Join the movement to free the Move 9. Join the growing Friends of Move, which are literally people from around the world. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.